December 28, 2003. Strapped into the quivering soup can laughingly called a plane, bouncing his way on the pummeling air through the stingy window of light that was winter, through the gaps and breaks in snow-sheathed mountains toward a town called Lunacy, Ignatius Burke had an epiphany. He wasn't nearly as prepared to die as he'd believed. It was a hell of a thing to realize when his fate hung precariously in the hands of a stranger who was buried in a canary yellow parka and whose face was nearly concealed by a battered leather bush hat perched on top of a purple watch cap. The stranger had seemed competent enough in Anchorage and had given Nate's hand a hearty slap before wagging a thumb at the soup can with propellers. Then he told Nate to just call me Jerk. That's when the initial unease had set in. What kind of an idiot got into a flying tin can piloted by a guy named Jerk? But flying was the only sure way to reach Lunacy this late in the year. Or so Mayor Hopp had informed him when he'd conferred with her over his travel arrangements. The plane dipped hard to the right, and as Nate's stomach followed, he wondered just how Mayor Hopp defined sure. He'd thought he hadn't given a good damn one way or the other. Live or die, what did it matter in the big scheme? When he'd boarded the big jet at Baltimore, Washington, he'd resigned himself that he was heading to the end of